Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, May 24th. From Capitol coverage, Colorado will spend an extra $6 million to try and get a more accurate count of how many people are living here during the 2020 census. Lawmakers who approved the extra money say residents who don't get counted could cost the state millions of dollars in federal money. The extra state funding will be used next year to promote the census and get more people to respond to the survey, which happens every 10 years. Democratic presidential candidate John Hickenlooper will be in Connecticut this weekend to talk with survivors of the Sandy Hook school shooting about his plans to reduce gun violence. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
Hickenlooper wants to raise the age for firearm purchases from 18 to 21, ban high-capacity ammunition magazines, and require gun buyers to pass a safety test. He also wants all schools to use anonymous tip lines where students can report possible threats. As Colorado's governor, Hickenlooper signed universal background checks into law and a bill banning high-capacity magazines the year after the Aurora Theater shooting. He called the mass shooting and its aftermath the most challenging time of his tenure. I'm Scott Franz.
Here at the beginning of Memorial Day weekend, the following information is from a variety of press releases sent to KVNF News. Montrose County and the U.S. Forest Service will not open 90 Road or Divide Road until after Memorial Day. In an agreement between the two agencies, Montrose County Public Works began spring plowing in an effort to open the major roads on the Uncompahgre Plateau by late May. But due to the overwhelming amount of snow, some of which is still accumulating, the roads will remain closed for the Memorial Day weekend. Currently, 90 Road to Divide Road is open, and a large turnaround area is available at the closure. Divide Road is impassable and should not be attempted. At this time, 25 Mesa Road is open to the public. The two designated campgrounds on the plateau, Iron Springs and Columbine, are both closed to the public at this time. Additionally, Dave Wood Road to Sanborn Park Road and the San Miguel River are both open to the public. Next, the Dark Canyon hiking trail is confirmed to be impassable to stock travel due to a rockfall. The rockfall is 2 miles from the Erickson Springs trailhead. Also, the trail is not accessible from Horse Ranch Park trailhead due to snow on Kebler Pass Road. There is currently no estimated timeline for rock removal. Non-stock travelers are advised to be cautious and mind their surrounding and current conditions when walking in the vicinity of the rockfall. Third, in the Curacanti National Recreation Area, the Pine Creek Trail and Morrow Point Reservoir are closed to all public use. The Bureau of Reclamation is expecting dangerous and rapidly fluctuating water levels over the course of the next 4 weeks. And finally, the Colorado Department of Transportation will close U.S. Highway 550 north of Durango on Saturday, May 25th. U.S. 550 will be closed between Purgatory Ski Resort and Silverton from 8:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. tomorrow. Cyclists will be competing on the highway in the Iron Horse Bicycle Classic. Travelers heading south out of Ouray, Ridgeway, or Montrose on U.S. 550 should be aware that the highway will be closed at Silverton. Motorists will not be permitted to continue southbound beyond Silverton after 8:30 a.m. Drivers are reminded and urged to watch for cyclists and drive safely for this event and other special events which are taking place over the busy holiday weekend.
The town of Lake City in Hinsdale County is in need of volunteers to help protect from possible flooding. For the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, KBUT's Christopher Biddle reports that efforts include removing certain artifacts from the local history museum.
The town of Lake City in Hinsdale County is in need of volunteers to help protect from possible flooding. Efforts include removing certain artifacts from the local history museum. Nicole Rosencrantz is a local representative for the National Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster, a nonprofit that helps to coordinate disaster relief efforts around the country.
Currently, we are seeking volunteers for sandbagging operations. And then we have another unique project that came into play on Tuesday, and that is removing some very historic artifacts from the Lake City Historic Museum.
Rosencrantz said a committee met Thursday morning to discuss what should be removed. Some of what's housed at the museum includes
items such as an old fire truck, an old sled, a barber's chair.
Lake City underwent an intense onslaught from wet, debris-laden avalanches in March. Concerns over that debris causing blockages and therefore flooding during the spring runoff caused an emergency declaration from the town, county, and state earlier this month. As for the likelihood of flooding, officials say it's still too early to tell for sure.
That answer is still really unknown even to the experts, but we have a lot of resources that have come across the nation and across the state of Colorado who are watching it very, very closely.
Those looking to volunteer to support Lake City can sign up at the website coloradoresponds.community, the letters OS.org. Reporting for KBUT Community Radio News, I'm Christopher Biddle.
And finally today, Colorado has become the first state in the country to cap the price of insulin. According to the Denver Post, diabetics in Colorado who use insulin to control their blood sugar levels won't pay more than $100 per month for the drug. Governor Jared Polis signed a bill into law on Wednesday that sets the new standard. Insulin has been around for nearly a century, but the price that patients with type 1 and type 2 diabetes pay for the drug has doubled since 2012. The cost of insulin can creep up toward $1,000 a month for those who have health care coverage that requires significant cost sharing. The sudden spike in insulin prices led to congressional inquiries and public outrage, and Colorado is the first state to implement a cap on what its residents can be charged for the medication. The law doesn't limit what insulin manufacturers can charge insurance companies, and it's expected that those insurers will pay the difference. The new law also requires Attorney General Phil Weiser to investigate why drug manufacturers started rapidly raising the price of insulin in recent years, and it charges the Department of Law with issuing a report on its findings by November 2020. And that was your KVNF Regional Newscast for Friday, May 24th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.